Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre, Amen. Sede sapientiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Now my plan for this morning is to still concentrate in our first class on the Eucharist. Our next class this morning will be beginning with the priesthood. And one question is better than none. So, sisters, please, this is an act of charity. Could you please help us understand the teaching on the Antichrist in the book of Revelation? Could you please help us understand the teaching on the Antichrist in the book of Revelation? As you know, there are two books in the New Testament which are different from all the others, and they are the book of the Acts of the Apostles, which is the history of the church. In apostolic times, so the Acts of the Apostles, written by St. Luke, is the one book of history in the New Testament. There is one book, which is the book of prophecy, and that is the book of Revelation, also called the Apocalypse, written by St. John. The book of Revelation foretells the close till the end of time. The book of Revelation is the most difficult book in the Bible to understand. As you may know, by Jesus himself to St. John, it describes the history of the church. I repeat, over the centuries until the end of the world. And as you read the book of the Apocalypse of Revelation, you see that St. John, through Christ, predicts the life of the church will be like the life of Jesus himself. There will be traitors. There will be unfaithful, even among the leaders. There will be opposition, persecution. And then, of course, the prediction of the last days of the church, and then the most beautiful description of heaven is in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. The Antichrist, who is described many times in the book of Revelation, is of course the devil. And this is what St. John brings out: the devil having himself, fallen from his friendship with God, is not one person, but a multitude of persons. Angels as we know are persons. And a perfect definition, sisters, remember this, a perfect definition of the devil is, he is the Antichrist. A-N-T-I, meaning against Christ. So that the Antichrist described in the book of Revelation is the work of the devil. He will be doing, I repeat, until the end of the world. Now we distinguish Antichrist, and of course, in three ways. In general, Antichrist is the name for the devil in opposition to Christ. He is the Antichrist. And consequently, the first meaning of Antichrist in the book of Revelation is the evil spirit who is organized to oppose Christ and his work. The second meaning of Antichrist is the devil organizing human beings to form a kingdom. And this is St. Ignatius, in the first stage of the novitiate, from the 30-day retreat. We were taught there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of Antichrist. And it's a kingdom of which, of course, the devil or devils are leaders, but belonging to this kingdom are human beings. And they form a kingdom. When I was in Rome for my doctoral studies, I was encouraged by my Jesuit director to write my doctoral thesis on the kingdom of the Antichrist. Because, as I learned, that there are two mystical bodies, the mystical body of Christ and the mystical body of Antichrist. It's in the fathers of the church. I finally begged off writing on that subject because I had 2 years to write my doctoral thesis. But there was such a mountain of literature on the mystical body of the Antichrist. And this is the Acts of the Apostles, but especially in the book of Revelation, that the devil uses the state and highly organized one country after another by its laws. The laws of many countries are deliberately, consciously anti-Christian. Sisters, I hope you believe it. And that is why Pontius Pilate made the Apostles' Creed. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and Our Lady are in the Apostles' Creed. And who else? Pontius Pilate.